Welcome to
Unfiltered Growth.
Real talk on trends and strategies.
The podcast where the gloves come off.
And the insights come pouring in. This is your go-to arena for unwrapping the boldest strategies.
And diving deep into the realms of entrepreneurship, marketing, and culture shifts with a sharp, unfiltered lens. Each episode, we will bring you face-to-face with thought leaders, innovators, and disruptors from diverse industries and sectors.
We strip away the BS and dive into real challenges and opportunities for revenue growth. We cover the full spectrum of insights that matter to you.
Unfiltered Growth is more than just a podcast.
It's a community of bold thinkers and doers who aren't afraid to challenge the status quo.
Whether you are an event organizer looking to captivate your audience,
a marketer aiming to navigate the complexities of digital trends,
or an entrepreneur striving for exponential growth,
this podcast is your weekly dose of reality-checked wisdom.
Join us as we explore the intersection of culture, business, and innovation.
Expect raw conversations, real success,
and failure stories,
and practical advice that you can apply to your journey.
No filters.
Just growth.
New year, new you, right? How do you feel about launching a new business, new ventures, new co-founder, new year, a lot of news here? How do you feel about that, CK?
I'm excited. I feel that it's just been in the making since we honestly met. I feel like things align and I'm super excited and I'm not scared just because I have this true feeling and sense of where my lane is and where your lane is and like where our lanes intertwine is that like nucleus of what we really want to be doing in the DEIB space. And so for me, it just feels natural. I feel like this year is not just my year and your year, but it's that year to really highlight voices that don't get highlighted a lot and spread love where love needs to be spread, but in a way that produces revenue and increases engagement with your community. So I'm excited for all of it.
Spreading love and making money.
Make it rain.
With hugs.
Yes.
What I love about you is that you inspire me. You're such a go-getter. If I look back on this new year, and for those listening or watching, who you surround yourself with will literally impact how far you go. If you want to be a winner, you have to be around winners. If you're a 5 trying to get to a 10, you got to be around 10s to learn how to become a 10. And so thank you for being a winner and being a 10 so I can learn how to be a winner.
I mean, I feel like I'm just going to go back to you on that one in the sense of you make me that way too. So it's that ripple effect of who you surround yourself with. And I feel it goes to show, like, it doesn't mean if you surround yourself with winners, it's just going to be rainbows and butterflies and happiness all the time, because that's not really life, to be real. But in those dark moments, when you surround yourself with winners, they help you get through it. And then you realize your own strength, but then it also strengthens those around you too, because one, it shows them your strength, but it puts their own darkness or bad times in perspective to really just like motivate the group in general. So I am grateful for that. And thank you for helping me be a winner. And I am very humbled that I motivate you, inspire you as well.
If someone's trying to launch something, in your mind, what's the first step they should take in trying to do that?
I think just because we are creators, visionaries, that, not saying that every idea is a great idea, but not every idea is a great idea you should act on. You should really research and see what's out there and see if there is more room for something like your product you're pushing out, a service, whatever it would be. I always say too, there might be 75 lipstick, probably more companies, but if someone like, say Rihanna, didn't do it because there's so many, her line wouldn't be here, but it's one of the top lines right now. And so it's to say, do the research, but also find that segment of people that you truly are passionate and connect with to then go after that market first, because then it will be an effect that's a truly authentic connection with the brand and the community, whether that be a D2C, B2B, whatever type of brand it is. So research, but really find that true nucleus of what you're trying to do with the business and the community you want to go along and be successful with. What would you say, 90%. Troy?
I would say just mind dump. Just mind dump the thoughts. It's one thing to be in your mind. It's one thing to put it on paper, whiteboards and everything. Like if you're someone like me, it's on everything. Post-it notes all over the place. And then it's another thing to say it out loud to someone. Now, obviously, if your idea is a game changer and you're trying to maybe potentially trademark it or something, you may do a trusted group, but you got to go through the phases of just getting it out there and start articulating it and not be afraid for someone asking you why. This is an idea. The more people ask and the more you are expounding, the easier now, or it forces you to really expand on this idea and make it a vision. And then from vision, a plan, and then from plan, action, and action, a result. Now, unfortunately, every result may not be successful out the gate, but we have to understand failure is not just an outcome. Failure is part of the process. But if you believe in this thing enough and surround yourself with the right people, you can overcome that because you'll say, it's worth it. I'm going to push past that. So I think back to the first moment we were like, you know, we should probably do something. And it was almost the echo chambers. I remember we were coming back from Inbound and it was just this echo chamber of like, y'all have really good chemistry. And you know how sometimes you see something maybe, but then someone who's outside the bubble really sees it and it makes you think, well, maybe I do. It's all the compliment there. Hey, you look great today. Do I? Well, maybe I do. Let me go back in the mirror and see what my smile, what my face is going, everything. And I thought back to that moment. Okay. Now, the easy thing could have been done if just what most people in networking do, they say a thought, they never follow up. They kind of ghost you. They fade off into the wind. And then they sit back a years later and wonder what could have been. No, we're like, we're going to figure this out. Sit somewhere, even if it's silent, and just force ourselves what could be possible. And I love that.
And I feel like the testament to that, too, is our own personal growth and like self-awareness, that knowing how the connection is and have it be on a level of respect, but also on a level of just motivation and no competitive or selfishness, I guess you could say. And with that, with just like business in general, it is hard to work with people. Like, let's be real. We don't love everybody we work with. I'm sure someone's listening, watching, and they have some in their mind right now, but 100%. Like, I mean, I have more than one in my head right now, but it's okay. Okay. But it's okay to have that because we're all different. I mean, we're all humans, but it's also recognizing you could be the reason why they are rude or mean, and realizing your own self-awareness with that. But with how we met and just the after Inbound 4 years ago now, how we showed up as our authentic self, and we always do. And I don't know about you, Troy, but I didn't always do that. Right. I had to dim my light. I felt like I had to, just with the companies I worked for, with my own self-growth and not going to therapy and just a lot of things. And when someone gets to the point of realizing their own greatness, it's much easier to recognize other greatness without getting jealous or without saying like, oh, I don't like her shoes. And the reason why you don't like her shoes is because you might not like your shoes, you know? Mm-hmm. And you really have to realize other people's swag to really love on your own swag. And then you'll love on other people's swag more. And that's what I really enjoy about working in this type of collective that we are, because we always show up as our authentic selves, and it's realness that is going to become what our partners are going to live and breathe. But they'll see it throughout their whole team, that people will be showing up authentically and like helping the greater good. And it'll just make people happier. And when people are happier, they'll produce more. And so that's why I feel with this, even this podcast, coming, being authentic and natural is just going to be the way to grow. Because otherwise, who wants the fakeness? Who wants the everyday that you've seen over and over and over? Because we're all over it. If you don't like someone at work, not telling you to go tell them to F themselves, not saying that. But if it's someone you work with every day, maybe get to know them a bit, because sometimes some of the people that I was like, ugh, are now good friends of mine just because of my own insecurities that were in the way of that growth. And without that, I wouldn't be as successful as I am now, or even successful in those relationships.
I love that you brought that out, because many times, whether good or bad, is typically a response to a trauma or something that's been done to them. And so people subconsciously could be very micromanaging, but in reality, they know there's so much on the line and they're just trying to make sure everyone wins. Yeah, there are some bad eggs out there and they stink. We ain't denying that, but not all initial eggs may not be the problem. I think it's sometimes we need to seek to understand first and to confirm if that's who they are versus first initial impression, nah, they don't got it. Because I'll always like to think of it like this. You know, you can almost identify someone else who's had it rough and has come on the other side of it. And now they're a more polished product, a better version of who they were. But there's still scars from before. And many times people see these polished individuals. You don't know what we've navigated. You don't know. You couldn't even understand. It took forever for us to get comfortable speaking on stages, being more authentically ourselves. I mean, we are still navigating that together. And that wraps up another episode of Unfiltered Growth. Make sure you subscribe, rate,
with 5 stars,
and leave us a review.
Remember, growth doesn't happen in isolation. Join our community of bold thinkers and doers on social media and stay connected.
Don't forget to go to season3media.com/podcast for strategy or event inquiries, resources, or to just chill with us.
Until next time, keep pushing boundaries, embracing diversity, and never stop growing. This is Christina and Troy signing off. And remember,
no filters,
just growth.